Welcome to Community Circle Podcast, Episode 2. In this episode, I interview the division head of the English department at Oak Park and River Forest High School, Dan Cohen, about how he was introduced to circles and his impressions of the movement. Take two. All right, so who are you and what do you do here at Oak Park and River Forest High School?
My name is Daniel Cohen. I'm currently the English division head here at Oak Park River Forest High School. Just finishing my fifth year in this job. I also teach one class. It's my 23rd year in education as an English teacher. And part of this job. I've been teaching one class for the past 5 years, as well as overseeing about 30 to 35 English teachers in the English department.
Okay, so how were you introduced to Peace Circles?
I have a friend who organizes some Peace Circles throughout the Chicagoland area. So I first actually heard about it from her. She works, I'm forgetting the organization she works with, but she talked to me about 10 years ago. She always said, "Hey, Dan, you should get in this work. And she would talk about the great successes she had with working with youth around Chicago. So that was my first time hearing about it. And then I think it's over the last two years, hearing it from Steven Jackson, from Mike Byers, and from Nancy McGinnis locally about wanting to do them here, starting them up a little bit here and there last year at different student events, opportunities to do peace circles. I talked to Josh Seldes, the history division head, about restorative justice, and he had some background there as well. So that was some of the context. And then last year, hearing that I knew that Michael and Nancy were doing some peace circles and that Stephen and Nancy were doing some peace circles. And I had some success. Stephen was in my classroom a little bit almost 2 years ago now, working with my students. And I know he has a relationship with some of my students, so it felt like a natural opportunity to ask Stephen to lead some peace circles.
Okay, so how did you originally or initially receive peace circles before you actually knew what they were and what they did?
All the people involved with peace circles that I previously mentioned, my friend Ora Shub, Stephen, Mike Byers, Nancy, Josh Seldes, I trust their professional experience. I believe in them. They have integrity. They truly want to work with students and provide students multiple opportunities to be successful and grow. So things that when they endorse something, when they talk about the success they've had, it immediately raises its importance. And so I was trusting them and trusting the process. I've been involved. I've done a lot of anti-racism work and anti-oppression work. It's not a peace circle, but it's we call it serial testimony, where everyone in the circle shares and required to share. And we believe that sort of it's the textbooks of our lives, and our stories of our lives become the textbook. And I do a lot of that work with a group called SEED, Seeking Educational Equity and Diversity. It's a national staff development organization, and a big part of that is serial testimony, and that who we are as adults become the textbooks. And so I came into it connecting the idea of peace circles to my personal experience there, but I've not done that work with young people. That was primarily with adults. And so knowing that students need a voice and that they have stories to tell, and I'm constantly reminded that students have stories to tell, I felt Peace Circles going into it could be a very positive opportunity for our students, for our classroom community, and for myself.
Okay, so what benefits did you observe after having Peace Circles in your classroom?
To provide some context, I teach a second period class of about 15 students. These are students who came into high school reading with Lexile levels between maybe 400 and 800, pretty behind when it comes to reading, but kids who probably struggled in school, had not had much success in traditional schooling. Predominantly, I think all but one student was African American, and I think about 70-80% of them in my class, of the students in my class, are African American boys. Trying to build relationships from my perspective with those the students in my class, primary. Any way I can build relationships, build trust, build community, I believe is vital to any learning that's going to happen. And so, yes, I want my kids to be engaged. They need growth as readers, as writers, as thinkers. And I believe a foundation of trust and community is vital to do that. As class started, clearly there's some personalities in class. They were it was a group that enjoyed talking to each other, that would probably... I was asking them to engage in tasks and work that they're not successful at. So they were looking in ways to perhaps disengage, and I was looking for ways to engage. So I was going to start with their own story, start with their own lives. And I felt the opportunity for a peace circle would allow a whole lot of things I was hoping for. I was hoping to build community. I was hoping that we could build some trust with each other, student to teacher. I had a co-teacher who... we didn't see eye to eye on how to engage our students. She wanted all kids to behave a certain way, an acceptable way, where I was looking at any way I can build relationships. I was going to try to do that to support the students. So I felt it might help us as co-teachers learn about our kids. I felt it might opportunity for kid to build relationships and trust, overall community. And I felt it was important also to be out of our space every couple weeks if possible, to do something unique, something meaningful, something important, and its space was going to mark a different importance, as well as to have the opportunity to work with Stephen, an African-American male, also as a leader, as a teacher, as someone with wisdom and experience that I believe our my students could learn from as well. So I felt it was an opportunity to build community, to build trust, and for me to learn about my students in ways that I wasn't going to be learning about in the traditional classroom. There was just too many habits and routines sitting in our desks, in our room, that were not going to, those habits and routines were not going to get broken down real easily. And I felt the Peace Circle could do that.
Meet Tech Design. Solutions just for you. Designing solutions just for you. MeTech Designs LLC is a software and web development firm that specializes in e-commerce, web, database, and custom software applications for small to mid-sized businesses. Thinking about marketing your business organization online? Want to sell products online? Does your organization need database design and system integration? Contact MeTech Designs. Log on to metech-designs.com.
MeTech Design.
Solutions just for you. Designing solutions just for you. MeTech Designs.
So would you recommend this practice to any other teachers? If so, why not?
I'd recommend it to all teachers, all classes. The class I described, a group of students who had not been successful in school, who have, issues around focus and engagement. I think on firsthand, people are like, oh, they need a peace circle. I think all kids need peace circles. This was the context I was in at the time. I would bring any class into a peace circle because all students have issues around focus and engagement. All students need to build trust and need to have a foundation of trust and community. And regardless of race, regardless of GPA, regardless of what level class we're in, all kids need that. And all kids need a structured space where they can be themselves, listen to each other, learn to listen, listen with curiosity, listen with empathy, and to share their truth. And that benefits all kids. And so... And I think in a school system as large as ours, over 3,200 kids in a society where social media and just plain old media is causing us to not communicate, causing us to be disconnected and compartmentalized, we need spaces where we could become a community and sit in circle and be together. That in itself, to me, is why all students would benefit from a practice of peace circles, because it will, I think, make... make the fractured community more of a whole community and make fractured individuals who are compartmentalized period to period, hour to hour, Facebook to Twitter to Pinterest. It will allow all students to become more whole and more connected to each other, not to a machine. I think for teachers looking at it, I really believe that all teachers will benefit from it, A. B, I could see a conflict. Well, I teach math, I don't teach relationship building. I teach history, I don't teach community building. They're deeply connected. It's never an either or. That building community, giving students the space and the opportunity to listen well, to speak their truth, for me as a teacher to learn from my students and for my students to see me as a storyteller, of someone who has experience and stories and truths to tell, that's deeply benefiting my classroom. It's going to allow us to build relationships, which is going to allow us to stay engaged, allow my kids to take risks that they wouldn't necessarily take. I believe that our students will go as far as we go as adults. The risks we're willing to take as learners, as teachers, as communicators, our kids will go as far as we're willing to go. And so a peace circle at one level creates a level playing field and allows students to see us in roles they wouldn't, which I believe the benefit in the long run is huge. And while we may lose class time, which maybe we don't go in depth into a novel or we don't get into that depth of a certain chapter in a textbook, the payoff along the way, the depth we're going to have, the meaning we're going to be making and constructing will be much deeper. So I would say for all students and for all teachers.
And finally, the last question I have for you, and it might be a little redundant, but did you receive any benefits personally or professionally from circles being implemented in your classroom?
I think personally and professionally, just looking at myself right now, as someone who, an educator for 23 years who, thousands of students I've engaged with, and I've been trained in different types of workshops and conferences and listening. I was humbled by the skill and the professionalism and the integrity of Stephen and Nancy running our circle. So I can't do that, meaning my ego said, oh, yeah, I could probably do that. No, I can't do that. I need to be trained. It's a very humbling experience to watch folks lead a circle and lead it well with their heart, with their head, with their whole being. And so that sense, I was very humbled. And from a humble place, I find myself a great learner. So that's the first thing I learned. Secondly, I come to school, just like with my students, with a whole lot of baggage, a whole lot of things going on, whether it's my children, my wife, my relationship, the drive to work that day, my other class, whatever it might be. I'm carrying a lot of stuff. I've learned the ability to compartmentalize, right? I've learned the ability to turn something off, turn something on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off, turn it on. At a peace circle, I can share some of what I've turned off in a healthy way. And so I found those days I did peace circle with my students, I was a better teacher. I was a better listener throughout the day. I was more relaxed throughout the day. I could let my guard down a little bit and be a better colleague, a better friend, a better parent, a better teacher on those days because of the 20, 30, 40, 50 minute, whatever time we had in that circle. I could relax a bit, take a deep breath, and truly feel a part of a community. So that's a second benefit. I think professionally, man, all students have stories, and there are days that go by I forget that. I get caught up in the content, get caught up in student behavior, get caught up in a bell, in a schedule, in assembly. All students have stories, and those stories need to be heard, need to be believed, and I need to be reminded of that at times. And so the circle allowed me to keep that on the forefront, and I believe the class success we had later in the year, talking March, April, May, was primarily due to the Peace Circle work we did in November, December, January, and February. That the payoff, the risks my students took, The confidence they had in themselves, the confidence I had in myself and in them, a lot of that came through the relationship building in the circle. So, you know, I think I learned how to be a better listener also in those circles.
Thank you for tuning into the Community Circle Podcast. I want to thank Dan Cohen for the informative interview. And remember, we are building community, and it starts with you.
Are you interested in going to college? Sign up free on WeDiversify.com. That's WeDiversify.com, where you can build a free profile, connect with, and search the colleges that you desire to attend. It's free. Why wait?